You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. We back on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Well, for my returners, if it's your first time tuning in, thank you for tuning in. And it's Sunday. I had a great workout today. I'm pretty much chilling, relaxing. About to go chill with Mom Dukes after this. And so let's get to it, man. So today we're going to talk about the common fitness myths in the industry. Because we know it's a... Well, I know. And a lot of trainers know that there are a lot of myths in this industry. Last week we kind of talked about like social media, how it can be misleading in fitness. But today we're going to talk about the common myths. So let's get into it, man. A lot of y'all are misled and confused, but it's not your fault. You know, it's what's shown and portrayed out there. So let's go, man. Number one, weights make you bulky. This is a topic I've touched on a lot. I've done a couple Instagram posts on this. But weights do not make you bulky. Let's break it down, all right? So a lot of times, if you are lifting weights and you do get bulky, you're more than likely in a caloric surplus, which means you're eating more calories than you're burning, right? So not only are you eating more calories than you're burning, let's dive into it a little bit more. You're probably eating too many unnecessary carbs, which is leading to that caloric surplus. You're probably eating unnecessary sugars. You're probably drinking your calories. And you're probably just eating bad foods. You probably got fried foods, a lot of sweets. So if you're lifting weights on top of doing that, those things that add to a surplus, that will result in you getting bulky, right? So I know a lot of ladies especially are scared to lift weights because they think instantly they're just going to get bulky. Oh my God, I don't want to get bulky. But, you know, if you look at bodybuilders and a lot of the people that are considered bulky, you know, they put in years of work. They put in years of grind. They put in years of dedication. So, ma'am, you picking up the 10-pound weight, 15, 20-pound weight, and doing it twice a week for a couple weeks is not going to get you bulky, I guarantee. And if you do see some bulkiness from that, everything I just mentioned before is probably leading to it. And on my show, I don't just attack the ladies. I come for the fellas, too. Big dog or little dog. You're not just going to get bulky benching 135 and you feel sore. So now you think you're going to get bulky. It's not going to happen. You know, you can't compare yourself to guys that have been doing this for years. So first myth, debunked. Get it out the way. Second myth, you need supplements. A lot of people put so much focus on fat burners, protein shakes, super green powder, red powder. A lot of people think these supplements work. Supplements should be used in addition to a clean diet and an active lifestyle. You know, those are supplements. So let's talk about protein shakes specifically, because that's probably the most used and recommended, I think, in fitness and what trainers recommend to their clients. Protein shakes are literally to add to your protein intake. That's it. It's not a meal replacement. So you shouldn't have a whole meal or leave the gym and just drink a protein shake. That's not it. In order to lose weight and change your physique and get the fat off your body, you need nutrients in your body. So when it comes to transforming your physique, protein is the number one macronutrient that our bodies need to change. So that's why it's important to get a protein shake. That's why we recommend protein, because more likely than not, men and women, we're not getting the protein intake that we need. So we use protein shakes to get us to that number. So a lot of people recommend 1 gram of protein per body weight, or for ladies, I've seen 0.8 grams or 0.6 grams, something like that, grams per pound of body weight. So if I'm a man, I'm 200 pounds. I'm not 200. I'm close to 200. But let's just say for this example, if I'm a man, I'm 200 pounds, right? I would need 200 grams of protein to build the muscle that I want to build to achieve the physique I want. So maybe my 3 meals and snack of the day got me to 150 grams of protein, 160 grams of protein. So I will use the protein shake to help me get to that 200 grams. That's what it's for, all right? Don't need supplements. Do they help? They do help. If you need them, go ahead and get them. They're not necessary. You can get all of your nutrients from food, all right? So that's the next myth. Get it out of there. We debunked that. Number three, I need to do abs. I want to do some abs. All right. Are ab exercises and core exercises important? Of course. Of course they are. We got to strengthen our core. That's an optimal part of our lives. We got to have a strong core to avoid injury, you know, and just live a smooth life. So I throw abs in my workout. You don't need to do abs every day. And if you want to target your waistline and target belly fat, getting rid of it, the focus should be on your diet and putting yourself in a caloric deficit. That's how you get rid of that's how you shrink your waistline and get rid of your stomach. If you have a body fat percentage of 25 or 30% or higher, just doing abs alone is not going to do anything to your stomach. I promise. The only time you should, you know, focus on abs or switch up your ab routine is if you get to a low percentage. So I think maybe for ladies, if you get around that 20% area, guys, you get 15% and below, then you should start focusing and adding more abs into your routine. But I mean, if you're 25%, 30% body fat and up, that doing abs, it isn't going to do much for you. Just being honest with you. But will make your stomach feel tighter? Of course it will. But not necessary to do every day, but definitely put it in your program. Got that myth out the way. All right. This one right here. This is probably the most frustrating one. I just got on my boy about this the other day. Eating no carbs. All right. There's stigma around carbs, right? So a lot of people think carbs is what make us fat. They don't factor in the alcohol intake. They don't factor in the fried foods. They don't factor in the sweets. They don't factor in all the necessary crap that we eat that led to us getting fat, right? Now, you can drop a lot of weight taking carbs out. Yes, you can drop weight, but you can't necessarily drop fat. So you can drop the weight and keep the same body fat percentage, which your physique's not going to look good. It's you're going to have no energy. That's what carbs are for. It's carbs are there to give us energy. So why would I give myself no energy and I want to work out? I want to come to the gym to get stronger. I want to come to the gym and lift weights. It makes no sense to skip carbs. If your carbs are sweet potatoes, brown rice, jasmine rice, oatmeal, whole grain, things of that nature, healthy carbs, there's no way you're going to get fat. Nobody got fat off of eating brown rice, chicken breast, and asparagus. Nobody ever got fat off of that. So the fact that people are just so scared of carbs makes no sense. Will you drop weight? Yes, but you can lose all of your muscle that you're working for in the gym. It literally makes no sense. So use the carbs for energy throughout the day so you're not sluggish and you can perform better in your workouts. Especially guys, if you're looking to build a physique, you're looking to build your shoulders, looking to get bigger arms, more defined arms, because toning is just building muscle. So if you're looking, ladies too, if you want to define your legs, you're building muscle. That's what toning is. You have to eat carbs. Absolutely necessary. All right? Got that myth up out of there. Five, longer workouts are better. A lot of people don't realize how efficient you can be in 40 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. You don't need to be in the gym for 2 or 3 hours. Now, if you're, you know, working different body parts, if you're adding cardio, if you're maybe stretching, that makes more sense to be in the gym longer. But you don't have to be in the gym 2 or 3 hours. You know, I've had clients where we do, you know, we might finish the workout in 55 minutes. And they're like, that's it? Da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you don't have to be in the gym all day. You can do some extra cardio if you want to, but it's not about how long the workout is. It's about the consistency, the number of days you're doing it. So if you did 40 minutes 5-6 days a week, over the course of time, you're going to get results. But if you come in and do a hard 2 hours one time a week, then the next week you came in twice, then you missed a week, you did 2 hours, you're working backwards. It makes no sense. So longer time in the gym does not mean that you're being more efficient. And a lot of times people are spending longer hours in the gym and they running their mouth or they on their phone. I see it all the time. I see people, they got the same physique they had in 2019, 2018, and they just in there running their mouth. Or they want to talk. I can't stand when, especially somebody that's not serious and they don't have no results, and they want to talk to me in the middle of my workout. Big dog. I'm not trying to look like you. So, longer hours does not mean you're getting better in the gym or being more efficient. Get that myth up out of there. Let's see. And we got one more. Sweat equals a good workout. Now, this topic is weird. Sweating is important. You definitely want to sweat in your workouts. All right. It is a sign of hard work for sure. And if you're looking to lose fat, you do want to sweat. But all it is you're just losing water. You're losing the water in your body. As soon as you stop the workout, you're going to drink water and get all that water right back in. That's all it is. It just means your body's overheating and you're sweating because your body is trying to cool down. That's all that is. It's not a sign of losing fat necessarily. But some people measure how hard they're going with their sweat. Like somebody like me, I don't sweat a lot when I'm lifting. I might sweat a lot maybe on leg day, but cardio is what makes me sweat a lot. Now, cardio every day isn't the solution for me to get the results that I want. That's not our body. My body's not going to respond like that. So I even have clients all the time. They like, if they don't sweat a lot in the workout, they try to like come for me like, oh yeah, I didn't even sweat today. And it's like, okay, you had a great workout. I put together a great program for you. Like, this is all science. This is years of knowledge. Just because you didn't sweat, don't try to come for me and act like, you know, I'm not doing my job. You huffing and puffing and breathing hard, but you didn't sweat. So now it's a bad workout. It makes absolutely no sense. And like I said, it's what you do over the course of time and the consistency of it. So don't measure your workouts or a trainer's workouts by how much you sweat. You should be, as long as you're challenged, you're working hard, that's all that matters. All right. So those are six myths. I just debunked them all. That's what I do, you know, fitness man Marty. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Again, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. You can find me on Instagram, C Marty Fit, TikTok, C Marty Fit, and of course YouTube, C Marty Fit. So like, comment, subscribe. You can give me feedback if you got any questions or you got topic recommendations, suggestions. Shoot me a DM, shoot me a message on here. So get in the gym this week. Work hard. Eat right. All right? Stop playing. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&D.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. we always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boy, season's greetings to you all.